This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Louise Jett, Public Relations Officer for the Macoupin County Historical Society. And welcome to the show, Louise.
Thanks for having me.
Louise, we have a twofold topic today to discuss on the show. We're going to talk about the Society's monthly meeting coming up here on Monday and a special presentation that's going on there. And then we'll jump to the annual Spring Festival, or better known as the Strawberry Festival, of the Macoupin County Historical Society. First off, on Monday night, which will be the Monday right after the airing of this program, there's going to be a special film shown during your monthly meeting, and if you'd like to discuss that, go right ahead.
Sure. Seth Rice of Palmyra will be screening his short film. It's called His Brother's Keeper, and that's going to be during the Macoupin County Historical Society's May meeting, Monday, May 5th at 7 o'clock in the Rule Building across from the museum, which is located at 920 Beckenridge Street in Carlinville. Seth is local, and the film is local too, because part of it was filmed in Macoupin County and part of it was filmed at the MCHS Museum. It's a 14-minute film, and after the film, he's going to do a little question and answer session, and he's going to talk about the inspiration behind the film and the production of the movie.
Was the film that was shot at the Historical Society, was that actually in the museum or maybe one of your buildings? How did that go?
I believe it was inside of the museum, yes. And he said, he didn't really tell a lot about the synopsis of the film when I talked to him, but he said it's a good story, and he really supports local businesses and building community, and he was proud that it was shot in Macoupin County, but he used talent from all over the Midwest, and he said even as far away as Louisiana.
Now, that meeting, of course, is for society members, but it will be open to the public?
Yes, all of the Historical Society's events and meetings are free and open to the public.
Coming up later this month will be the annual Spring Festival, Strawberry Festival for the Historical Society. It's been going on for a number of years, always a popular event, and we're going to go over some of that for the rest of the show. And if you could, give us the dates and when that kicks off this year.
Sure. The Spring Strawberry Festival will take place Saturday, May 24th, and Sunday, May 25th, from 9 to 4 at the museum grounds. And parking and entrance are both free to the event. And one of my favorite bands, the Harmons, will be performing this year on Sunday, May 25th. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love the Strawberry Festival. It's one of my favorite Carlinville events. I don't know which one I like more, though, Strawberry or Fall Festival.
A lot of preparation goes into that event, as well as lots of foods there, and, of course, strawberries and all that. Preparing at this time?
Yes, so the usual food will be served in the Red Barn, yummy homemade ham and beans and chicken and noodles and strawberry shortcake. And then we also have breakfast that will be served in the Red Barn both mornings starting at 7:30 a.m. And then, of course, there's the Macoupin County Antique Agricultural Association's concession stand, and they'll be serving food there too.
Normally we have the Agricultural Association has tractors and things like that. Are they featuring any particular thing this year?
Yes, this year's theme is oddball tractors, and there will be a tractor parade held on each afternoon of the festival, and I'm really excited to see exactly what an oddball tractor is, so that sounds like fun.
Demonstrations, as the years went by, you added things like a blacksmith shop and a church and a store, and any special demonstrations for this year's spring event?
Sure. We'll have blacksmithing, of course, in the blacksmith shop. There'll be rug weaving and sawmilling. We have a Davis 1900 vintage sawmill, and we'll be holding demonstrations throughout the event. You can even bring wood onto the grounds, and we can saw it for a small donation, and you can take leftover slabs of wood can be purchased also.
And tours of the museum, usually always a popular event. Those, I'm sure, will be available. And if you would, for maybe somebody who hadn't attended, what's it like at the museum?
Well, the museum has a theme, kind of like the tractors have a theme, and the museum's theme for the Spring Festival this year is wedding dresses, and they do period wedding dresses. There will be more than 20 wedding dresses from various eras, and they'll be on display all over the museum, including a dress from 1885 and a very original navy blue dress. But one of the most special dresses that will be on display during the Spring Festival is Neva Hemp's dress, and she was an avid quilter and historical society member who has passed away. But her husband, Cal, sent a parachute home while he was fighting in World War II, and Neva made an amazing, attractive wedding dress from that parachute. It's a must-see, and that'll also be on display at the museum.
In more recent years, vendors have become part of the Strawberry Festival. What's this year's lineup look like as far as those attending?
We will have all kinds of vendors. They'll be selling woodcrafts, chimes, purses, jewelry, other handmade goods. Booth space is still available, and vendors are also welcome to register the day of the festival. Those interested can call Kay Vance at 217-627-2851. We welcome all vendors new. We love to see a variety. There's always lots of fun vendors going on.
We've been talking about the Strawberry Festival. Now let's talk about the society in general terms. I guess your existence is to preserve history and things like that of Macoupin and the area. And if you could tell people a little bit about if they would be interested in what a membership would be or how you can get in to the Historical Society.
Yeah, the Macoupin County Historical Society is a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to the study of the area's history and the preservation of Macoupin County memorabilia. We welcome all kinds of members, but you don't, like we talked about before, you don't have to be a member to attend our meetings or our festivals. If you are interested in becoming a member, you can call 217-854-2850, and you can also find us on Facebook. And the museum is open each Wednesday, and volunteers come out and do maintenance on the museum, you know, upkeep. It takes a lot to keep the place as beautiful as it is. So you're welcome to stop by on a Wednesday and help out.
And something you've stressed here in the past, I guess we would say a year or two, I know you've been working on it, the society, is with your new building, the rural building, you're getting more into things like genealogy and things like that, too.
That's right. We do have a genealogy library that is open to the public on Wednesdays and Fridays, and it will be open during the Spring Strawberry Festival.
Louise would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll see you at the festival.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.